Welcome to this guided loving-kindness meditation. In order to embark on this meditation, it's important to foster a sense of compassion towards ourselves, kindness, curiosity, openness towards ourselves. And to open the meditation with that intent. The loving kindness meditation can be practiced in a seated posture, on a cushion, on the floor, in a chair, lying down, standing. As with many of the mindfulness practices, it's not about the form, but about the intention. Taking some time to check in to any sensations in the body. And taking a couple of deep breaths and bringing awareness to the breath itself without changing the way that we breathe, but just becoming aware of the movement of the breath and the rise and fall of the diaphragm, the movement of the belly that draws the air in and pushes the air back out. A slightly warmer, moister air that leaves the body, and then starting the process over again. We may notice any lingering thoughts about what we were doing before this meditation, or perhaps there's thoughts about what will happen next. Noticing anything that is present in our minds at this time, perhaps irritation, calmness, maybe depression, worry or anxiety. Just noting whatever is present, and then firmly and gently returning our awareness to the breath. In the interest of cultivating this compassion, loving kindness, bring to mind someone about whom you feel warm, loving, and hold this person in awareness. Or perhaps it's an animal, or perhaps it's a memory of a person. Just bringing that person about whom you feel quite strongly, warmly, into your awareness, allowing yourself to feel the feelings associated with that person. There may be a sense of love, admiration, warmth, a kindness towards the other person. You may find that in becoming aware of these feelings, that they may strengthen towards this person. You may find these four wishes particularly helpful. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. Noticing the effects of having wished these wishes for the person about whom you feel positively. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. Perhaps now turning your attention to someone else in your life. Perhaps someone who you feel generally positive, but perhaps not to the same strength as to the first person. And wishing them, may you live in safety and in health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. And may you have ease of being. And now perhaps bring into mind someone about whom you have really mutual feelings. Perhaps someone you just met or someone you passed in the hallway. You've had no particular contact or interaction, but perhaps just aware of their presence. And see what it's like to wish those wishes for this person about whom you feel relatively neutral. May you live in safety and in health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. It may feel a bit like a stretch or something difficult, but see if you can bring to mind now someone with whom you have some difficulties or some conflicts or challenge. Someone with whom you have trouble getting along with sometimes. Someone who stirs up unpleasant feelings in you when you bring them to mind. Feeling the shift that this person may bring simply by bringing them into awareness. The shift perhaps you feel in your body, in your attitude. Letting this shift come and go and wishing them, may you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy, and may you have ease of being. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. You might notice that you're able to bring these people into your awareness one by one and hold them there. So the person about whom you felt warmly is still here, along with the person about whom you felt generally positive, as well as the person about whom you felt neutral, and the person who brought up difficult feelings, some irritation, some challenge. And you can hold them all and make those four wishes for them all. And now perhaps making room for the people in your immediate vicinity, perhaps your family, your neighbors, and holding them in awareness and wish for them. May you live in safety and in health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. And may you have ease of being. And if you can go that far, perhaps you can go even further and include all people around the world. People that are suffering, people that are sick, people that are distressed in a variety of ways, and people who are happy and successful, and all the people in between. You can, in this moment, direct this feeling of loving kindness and compassion to all of these people. May you live in safety and in health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. And in this process of opening up the heart to encompass all these people, you may perhaps have overlooked one person, yourself. So seeing if there's some space in this spacious heart that you've opened up, express. As you express the wishes for all these people, see if there's space for you to include yourself. May I live in safety and in health. May I have understanding. May I be happy. May I have ease of being. May I live in safety and in health. May I have understanding. May I be happy. May I have ease of being.